It's been 21 years since the first virus infected a computer hard drive. That virus was called Brain, and compared to today's viruses, it was virtually cute, only rewriting a couple of lines of text. The virus is famous for being the first of its kind, but wouldn't make a headline if it popped up today. Nicholas Thompson is with Wired Magazine. He joins us now from New York City. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
And what did this Brain virus do?
It infected what's called the boot sector of a floppy disk. And what this would do is it would make the computer basically unable to boot up. The boot sector is a very dark part of the computer system. It's used in the initial processing as your computer goes from off until on. Mm-hmm. And this virus affected that.
How significant was this virus at the time? Did people think that it exposed the soft underbelly of new technology or something?
Well, people always think that when a virus comes out, and there's always a lot of concern. And I think back then people thought, oh, well, this is something that's going to start to grow and we're going to start to see a lot more of. And that's what did happen.
It's been a while, I think, since we've read a story about a virus shutting down a lot of computers. Is that just a lot less common than it used to be?
It's a little bit less common, but there's actually something going on right now in Europe. There's a virus that's spread, and I think the email header is something like Storm Surge Kills 200, and people who open the email and open the attachment, it affects their computer. But the heyday of viruses was probably 5 or 6 years ago. I suspect that a lot of the people who used to create viruses, who used to play and try to, you know, tweak other people's computers, they're now doing other stuff like BitTorrent, or they're downloading movies online. There are a whole bunch of other ways that you can do illegal, dangerous, dark things online without creating viruses.
Mm-hmm. Now, BitTorrent is a legal program, isn't it? But you can use it for nefarious purposes.
Oh, BitTorrent is legal, and in fact, there's a legal company built up around it. But you can certainly use it for nefarious purposes, and there are lots of people using it for nefarious purposes. My main point is that I think they're just there's so many things you can do online now, and there's so many illegal things and so many shady things that you don't really need to go around infecting your neighbor's computer and trying to spread a virus. It's also, I don't know the culture.
Well, you can rob a casino in Las Vegas or whatever they do in the movie, right?
Well, that's actually a very good point. And a lot of people who do write viruses, or the kind of people who would be attracted to writing viruses, what they do now is they write viruses that give spamming companies access to other people's computers. And so what they're doing is they're not trying to destroy your computer to show that they can. What they're trying to do is they're trying to open the little back door so they can sneak in, and when you're not looking, they can send out thousands of spam messages. They can use your PC's power, and they can use your bandwidth.
So the spamming companies will find some promising young talents and say, help us figure out a way to latch on to several million emails.
Something like that, or maybe the promising young talents will find the spamming companies through their friends. I mean, the internet has made, there are all sorts of bulletin boards and their ICQ communities and their chat groups where people get together. I remember writing a story about people who stole credit cards and passed that information around. And you would go on and you start looking, and you didn't have to look very hard. And suddenly you'd find thousands of people talking about this. And I think what they're doing now is they're talking about the neatest ways to open backdoors in computers. But it's no longer cool to be the guy who wrote the program that spread through a million computers and clogged up everybody's email. It's kind of passé now.
What about cell phone viruses?
Well, cell phone viruses, we haven't had a terrible one yet. We've had a few that have spread around, but it's a lot harder to spread viruses between cell phones than it is to spread viruses between computers.
Why is that?
Well, with computers, everybody uses Microsoft Windows, or certainly in the heyday of viruses 5 years ago, everybody used Windows. They used Internet Explorer and they used Outlook Express. So I could write a little virus program that would spread from my Outlook Express to my 100 closest friends' Outlook Express. Cell phones, people use different operating systems. Mm-hmm. Second of all, we mostly use cell phones for talking. We're not downloading software. We're not pulling things off the crazy internet. At least we're not doing that yet, but we're starting to do that a lot. And that's why people are beginning to get concerned about cell phone viruses.
Nicholas Thompson, senior editor at Wired Magazine, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks a lot for having me here.